This is the BBC broadcasting from London on the 14th of June, 1940. German troops marched into Paris in the early hours of this morning as French and Allied forces retreated. The enemy met no resistance as it entered the capital, which was declared an open town yesterday by the city's French military governor, General Herring.
Madame la concierge, Edith, let me in. Edith, for God's sake, Edith, let me in there. Here, let me in, will you? Oh, what's the matter with you all?
Hey, maman, will you shut up?
Ow,
get in here.
Ow, that hurt. No need for that. Why didn't somebody open the door?
Why do you think Madame la concierge thinks the Bourges have come for her and she's hiding under the kitchen table, wetting herself?
I would like to see that.
No, you wouldn't. Come on up. I brought back wine. Cahors. We'll have a drink.
But the Bourges, they're here in Paris, marching along the Elysees, out there, Edith. I've seen them. What the hell are we going to do?
Come up. No Bourges here yet. Madame can watch them from under the table in her wet drawers. Come on.
What was Toulouse like? When did you come back? You didn't tell me you were coming.
Mercredi. Had to come back. Not leaving Paris for the damn Nazis. I'm not a rat like some of them running away. Not me. Pigs. Paris is ours, maman. We'll soon see them off. We have to. No point in fretting. Listen, MR sent me a new song. Oh, this is really something. Come on, we have a drink and you can tell me what you think. We'll drink to the defeat of those damned krauts.
Collaboration, written by Jill Korn, directed by James Steventon. Proudly brought to you by Bamalan Productions, bringing new talent to your ears.
I am her sister, so what have we done to like we share a dad? Shared of human in our time too. Oh, those were the days. She doesn't share them now, I have to find my own. And that's not so easy nowadays. Not an able-bodied bloke in Paris unless you count the Bourges, and that's not an option. Well, you take what you can, don't you? That was the way in Belleville. You took what you could when you got the chance. You had to be quick in those days, and I still am. But it's Edith that got it all. The lovers, the dressmakers, the secretaries, the pianists, the composers, oh, and the dresses. And the money, and the jewelry, and it all. It's only right that you get a share. Because I was there at the start, see?
Dans tout le raffut des musiques, des pianos mécaniques, des manèges électriques. Un jour à la fête de Saint-Colo, dans un cirque, je vois un grand type avec toute une équipe, Pont-Neuf et Pont-Lafitte. Et qu'elle a si c'est mon château. Tout au fond de marais, et comme j'étais tout près, il m'a perdu le corps du surfin, du premier coup, on était de corps.
All right, monsieur, it's a free show. You pay more than 10 francs to hear this voice in the theater. Oh, madame, you can spare more than that. My sister's the best you'll hear all day. Oh, come on, monsieur. We have to eat as well as sing. Edith, flick, coming. Better move.
Now, girls, I've seen you here before, haven't I?
No, that wasn't us.
I think it was you two, mademoiselles. There's not another voice like that in all of Paris.
It's all right. We'll just go. You don't need to take us in. Come on, Maman.
Wait. This is my beat, and I can't let you sing here every day. I should take you down to the station, but I don't want to do that.
Not the cop shop again. Let us off this time, please, monsieur. We want to do it again.
Oh, thank you, officer. We'll get off now.
Look, just go across the street. Stand on the corner over there, and I won't have to move you. Oh, and sing me the one about the barge, will you? It's my favorite.
Oh, I know that one.
I know you do, love. I've heard you. Here.
Oh, thank you, Monsieur Le Flic. I'll sing it just for you, shall I?
Don't push your luck, mademoiselle. And don't let me see you around here again, hmm?
I was there when Le Play came to listen and picked her up and let her sing in his fancy club. And I was there when the Flicks arrested her because they said she helped to murder him. Oh, the poor old fool. It was me put her to bed and cuddled her after they'd finished asking her questions. She couldn't get warm. I thought she'd never stop howling. And it was me did time in that correctional school after they dragged me away from her. They said I was a bad influence. Me. That's right. You sleep, Sparrow. We need to find some money tomorrow, though. From somewhere. You the LAU, what do you want?
Simon Berthaud.
What's it to you?
That is her. The other one's Gassion.
Oh, mon Dieu. What do you want? I don't know nothing. I told you before.
Not you. Her.
Me? What have I done? I have done nothing. You leave me alone.
You are underage, girlie. You can't be running around the streets like this. You've got to come with us.
Is it my mother? Stupid cow. As if she cares. No, I'm not coming with you.
You can't.
Come here. Stop struggling. Come
don't
here.
Leave me.
Help me.
Stop.
Let go of me.
Come here.
Pink,
now.
Let go.
Mama.
You can't
Mama
take
Dieu.
Me.
Mama.
Please.
Don't
please.
Leave me. Please. Please.
Please.
Please. Please.
I can't leave her.
Please don't leave me.
You can probably imagine what else we had to do in those Belleville days. Yeah, you got it. You have to eat, don't you? And we weren't bad to look at. And they say you go back to what you know, don't they? So it made me laugh when me and Edith ended up in 1942 living over a knocking shop. This was a fancy one in Rueville, just mind you. Edith was class now, and everybody called her this Sparrow. No more Mademoiselle Garcion for Edith, and no more turning tricks to get enough to eat. We'd left our dad and his street juggling a long way back. So this club was called L'Etoile de Kleber, and it was run by a cow of a madame called Billy, of all things. The girls were all right, mostly. Never saw much of them during the day, but Madame Billy hated me. Said I was the evil twin to her darling Edith. She never forgave me for half-inching her alligator shoes. Only 5 pairs, if she could afford it. But she would have got me out if she could. The panties were all German officers. You couldn't avoid them. There to sample the delights of Paris in every possible position. And then there was André.
This is the BBC broadcasting from London on the 25th of August, 1944.
After 4 years of Nazi occupation, the French tricolor was hoisted once again over the streets of Paris. Last night, the French 2nd Armored Division under General Philippe Leclerc was the first Allied force to enter the city. Colonel Roll praised the resistance forces who fought the occupying troops and opened the way for the Allies to enter the capital. General Charles de Gaulle, leader of the Free French, made an emotional broadcast to the nation from the Hôtel de Ville. He said, "I wish simply from the bottom of my heart to say to you, Vive Paris!"
I remember when they brought word. They cried, they screamed, they said they were innocent. But people called them foul names of traitors, sluts, filthy whores. My God. But there was no way of stopping it. When a mob is in a mood like that, it's like a riot. It was terrible.
People covered them in rotten vegetables, fruit, eggs, anything they could get their hands on. Horrible. And they pulled them in wooden carts with Boche oars chalked on the front. It looked as though they were being taken to the scaffold.
Then they made them get down on their knees and they shaved their heads. It was violent. They held them down. They beat and kicked them. It was ugly the way they did it. It was ugly. And as their hair was cut off, the crowd cheered. They laughed and cheered and whistled. Then he left them to walk home, barefoot, broken.
I can't say I took to Andre, really. Madame Billy liked her because she was refined in her ways, thought she was a good influence on Edith, taught her how to behave properly. When we were on our own, with a few bottles and a man or two, we knew how to behave all right. Oh, she could be a stupid girl. Billy, I mean. André Begad was Edith's secretary. Edith called her Didi, and after a while, we all did. What was she like? She was pretty enough, I suppose. Smiled a lot and nothing ruffled her. Not even Edith in one of her foul tempers. She was a quiet one with Didi. Never trust that sort, if you ask me. You never knew what she was thinking. She used to spend hours just tapping out letters on a damned typewriter, clack, 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 until I thought I would go mad. I thought she was sly. Not what she seemed. I was right, you know, as it turned out.
Oh, what's it called?
I don't know yet. It's not finished.
Oh, God, that was some night. I haven't seen you so drunk since you threw Paul out on the stairs.
That wasn't Paul. That was Jean-Claude. Jean-Jacques? Oh, damn it, I don't know. You've never really been in love, have you, Maman? Never had that passion for some man that you can't think about anything else at all?
Probably not. Whereas you feel like that all the time, even if you can't remember their flipping names.
It's not their names you need to remember, it's the size of their...
flipping wallet. Oh, remember that actor? Oh, what is his name? Said he would throw himself off the top of the opera for you.
He should have. He was lousy in bed.
Oh, and that other one. You made me screw his pal, remember?
That was Jose, the little Spanish boy. He came between Jeannot and Riri, the legionnaire. He really loved me.
Yes, well, his pal was horrible. Had huge teeth. I thought he was going to bite my face off.
And what about Philippe? He was... Yes? Oh, hello, darling. We're a little hungover today. No visitors this evening, I think.
That's all right, Edith. But I picked up the post on my way in, and there are probably one or two we should look at before I start work. These are fan mail, I would say. I'll deal with them. A couple of bills. Let me check them first. And then I think that's... Oh.
What?
It's the Purge Committee. They've summoned you.
The what?
The Purge Committee for Dramatic, Lyric and Music Performance Professionals.
Give that to me.
And who are they when they're at home? As bad as the Bosch in their propaganda ministerium and their stupid...
Are they completely mad? Have you read this?
Yes, Edith.
Collaboration. They want to investigate me. What the hell is going on here? Who's telling them this stuff? Who the hell do they think they are?
I've heard of a few people being brought before committees.
You've heard and you didn't think to tell me. What is this, André? You want me to go to prison? Is that it?
You won't go to prison. You're too popular.
You can shut up. If this has come from anywhere, it's from you. Sneaking around. Who knows what you've been up to if it comes to that?
Nothing to do with me, Edith. You're the one
you
who...
You know what they did, don't you? You know what they do to collaborators.
Edith, we knew this might happen.
But not to me.
Yes. To Maurice Chevalier. Charles Trenet.
To our Letty. And she's in prison.
But you won't be put in prison.
Already we're sleeping with the Nazi. Everybody knew that.
Oh mon Dieu. We went through all of that and now our own people are turning on us. I'll have no career left. The newspapers will pick it up and they'll be held to pay.
No, Edith. I know people. You know people. Come on. We'll work this out. Everything will be all right. I promise you.
I'm exhausted today. Sometimes I think I'm really finished.
I told you, as long as you don't actually sleep with a Nazi, you'll be fine.
The Purge Committee for Dramatic, Lyric and Music Performance Professionals is now in session. Edith Giovanna Gasson. Is that your real name?
Yes, but I am
known as Edith Piaf. Is that it?
Yes.
It means sparrow. Why are you called sparrow?
It's what they called me. La Mont Piaf, the little sparrow.
From Belleville, you say?
Yes, I was born there.
And you made your living on the streets from the age of what?
I was 15. And I made my living singing, but not as a whore.
A street performer. And you were discovered by Louis Leblay? Yes?
Yes, he was my mentor.
Who was later found murdered in strange circumstances. That crime has never been solved, has it?
No, but that had nothing to do
and
with
did
me.
Did you or did you not willingly perform for Nazi murderers in Parisian music halls and clubs and elsewhere in France throughout the enemy occupation?
Sure, she sang for the Nazis. Everybody sang for the Nazis. What? You'd rather get shot against the doorway? My sparrow was no heroine. She might have been named after Edith Cavell, but her middle name has always been survival, like me. They loved her voice. Couldn't get enough of her. She opened at the ABC in 1942, and I stuck my nose round the curtain before she went on. The audience was awash with uniforms. Wehrmacht green, Gestapo black, Luftwaffe grey. Oh, we'd learn to recognize them all right. And the Prussians were there in all their glory. Oh, try and keep them away. But when Edith sang, where have they gone, the boys I knew? A way to fight the war. We all knew what she meant. I heard her before the show, telling the lighting man to fit to the spots blue, white and red, and bounce them off the backdrop like a huge flag. She stood in the tricolor lights wearing them like a cloak. Edith sticking two fingers up at the Bosch. Hmm?
Madame Piaf, welcome to the Reich Ministry for the Education of the People. Well, do sit down, madame. Cigarette?
No, merci.
I think you know why we have asked you to come here, madame.
No.
Are you cold, madame? May I call you Edith?
No, I'm not cold. Yes, Edith, if you want.
I was among your audience last night, Edith. I was clapping and cheering more loudly than anyone else, probably. I am a great admirer of your work.
Merci, monsieur.
You held the audience in the palm of your little French hand. I want you to be able to continue to do that. Is that what you want? Edith?
Yes, of course.
Now, tell me about the songs that you sing. The one about the lads who've gone away to war. How does that one go on?
What do you mean?
I didn't catch all the words, Edith. People were cheering and clapping so loudly for you when you sang it last night. Recite the words for me now.
Here. Now.
Yes! If you would be so kind.
The boys I loved have gone away to fight the bloody war. Marching away at break of day, singing their songs, playing their drums, and taking our hearts away. Brave boys and loved ones, hurry home, our hearts await you. The boys I loved have gone away to fight the bloody war.
Exactly that! I think you know that you must stop singing that particular song, Edith.
No. Why? There's nothing wrong with the song.
I think you know that there is.
It's just a song. It's a very old song. We've sung that for years. Everybody knows that song. It's a tradition.
Well, now you must stop singing it.
But why? Doesn't everyone miss their soldiers when they go away to fight? It doesn't say who they're fighting. People love that song. I can't take it out.
Madame Edith, there are Gestapo amongst your audience. The SS are there. I can't allow you to sing a nationalist song and fly the tricolor flag behind you.
You're a soldier. Do you have sons?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with this?
Are they soldiers?
Two of them are serving the Reich, yes.
And their mothers? Don't they want to see them come home? Don't they wait for them? Don't they want them safe?
Yeah. I suppose they do.
It's a song about soldiers and the women they leave behind them. It's not a nationalist song. It's just a beautiful song.
Yes, it is. But the flag makes it a nationalist song. I can't allow that to happen. You must take out the flag.
I keep the song?
Yeah. You can keep the song for now. But be very careful, Edith. I tell you this for your own sake. My lieutenant will show you out. Until the next time, Madame Piaf. Heil Hitler!
You are the daughter of one Annetta Giovanna Maillard, known as Line Mercer.
Oui.
And of Louis Alphonse Gassion.
Oui,
I... Both now dead.
Yes, but I don't know why this has anything to do with me.
Your estranged parents were street artists, yes?
Yes, and...
And you were brought up in a brothel.
I lived with my grandmère. She kept a house... If that's what you mean.
And when, during the occupation, you lived above the brothel L'Etoile de Kleber in the Rue Villejuste, did you or did you not regularly entertain Nazi officers and their whore collaborators?
What's she like? She's tiny. And she's huge. That voice can fill the ABC without a microphone. If you earn your money singing in the street, you don't whisper your songs, believe me. And she laughs like she sings, and she drinks like she laughs. Sometimes she does all three. As she told you, she was born on the doorstep of 72 Rue de Belleville. No, she wasn't. Have you heard that the only time she ever went with a man for money was so she could bury her little dead daughter? Only time! But she walks into a room, and everybody stops talking. She snaps her fingers, and they all come running with whatever she wants. Sometimes I hate her. She loves men. Oh, you wouldn't think it, the way she treats them, but she does. Loves them in every possible way, and not always one at a time, until she leaves them, or they leave her. Addicted, maybe. How would I know? Addicted, probably. Addicted to singing.
Oh, hello, Simon. It's you. I thought it was Madame Billy coming back. You better not let her catch you on the front stairs.
I don't see why. I live here as well, you know. What are you doing up at this time, anyway?
Oh, I had to sew new knickers. I got into trouble because one of them ripped mine off of me and then complained about moi.
Offices here, they are the worst.
Oh, oui, they are. I had to spend half my wages on less, and that cost me a damn fortune.
Eat it in?
I think so. I can't hear her practicing, though.
I'll see. Eat it? Eat it, you in?
Hello, Simon.
Well, are you going to let me in?
Edith's still in bed. It was a long night for her.
Oh, it always is. She never did have any stamina. Can I come in anyway? I'll wait or make her a coffee or something.
Perhaps you can come back later. I don't mean to be rude, but I'm rather busy and I...
No, I need to eat. I can make something for you if you want. Anyway, what are you busy at that's so important? Oh, I get it. She's got a man in there. Which one is it, Henry? I thought he'd gone back to his wife. Anyway, that's not his coat and hat. Not his tobacco, either.
Keep your voice down, Simon, will you?
Oh, she won't care. We've shared more men than you've had at dinners. Talking of which, I could eat a dog. Pretty scruffy-looking coat. Who did you say it was?
I didn't say.
Oh, come on, Andre, for God's sake. Who is it?
It's Norbert Glansberg.
Glansberg? I thought he was locked up in the free zone.
He was. He got out. He came straight here.
I get it, and they've been at it ever since. Is that such a great idea? Paris isn't exactly safe for Jewish musicians these days.
Oh, I thought I heard you, Maman. Keep it down, will you? We don't want the Boche knowing he's here.
Why is he here if it's dangerous? We know what they do to people who hide Jews.
He's Pierre Minet now.
Oh, and you think that's going to help? Downstairs is swarming with Germans, and you two are up here? And it's like there's no danger?
It's not for long.
Oh, what do you know about it?
It's l'heure de déjeuner. Can you go and get us something, Maman? There's plenty in the kitchen and...
No, I can't. Tell me what's happening. I don't want to get caught harboring one of your boyfriends, Edith.
Dede is going to hide
him. Andre, hide him. Where? Up her skirt?
Edith, you need
Shut
to...
Shut up, Maman. Just listen, will you? Dede has connections. We are getting him out of here and back down to somewhere safe.
Didi, are you in the resistance?
Of course not. I just know people, that's all.
Yes, you are. This explains a lot I didn't get. All those letters you type, I knew they couldn't all be for Edith. And you sneak men in and out of your room, but you don't act like a whore. I'm not always so drunk I don't know what's going on.
So if you know all that, Maman, you know to keep it zipped, don't you?
Why are you both looking at me like that? You think I'm some kind of traitor? A dirty collaborator? Hey! I have never been with a German yet, and I never will. That's resistance too, you know.
We're all collaborators if we're not dead already. And to resist, we have to survive.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make some food. If I don't know what you're up to, I can't tell anyone, can I?
Maman!
What?
You know I trust you.
Yeah. Right.
Make sure Norbert's ready for 11 tonight. I'll go and check the travel arrangements for him and the others. Once we get them down there, they should be safe at the farm for a while.
Marseille seems so far away now. I'll have to make do with his songs till this whole lot is over. Is the money getting through today? I don't want him to starve.
It's organized.
You're a darling. I don't know what I do. Oh, he must be starving. On my way, sweetheart. Maman, is that lunch nearly ready? And bring champagne.
Madame Piaf, how many men have you had exactly?
How dare you ask me?
Have you any children?
I had a daughter, but she died.
You had one child, and she was taken away by her father. Is that right?
I couldn't look after her. I was working to keep
and
us...
And when she died, how did you pay for her funeral?
I had no money. I couldn't bury her as I wanted.
Is it not true that you had sex with a man for money? What does that make you?
And when you travel to Germany, also for money, isn't it true that you were received by certain officers on a very friendly footing? Madame?
I didn't care when she went to Germany. I had a new man at the time, so I didn't give a toss that she just took off with Didi for nearly 2 months. I told her, damn them and damn you. I wouldn't even come if you asked me. I hate the Nazis. Edith just shrugged. She said, I didn't offer to go, Maman. I was ordered to.
Oh, my God, it's cold in here. Typical of the Bosch. The mean so-and-sos might have given us a dressing room with a stove. I hope the stage is warmer. Can you fasten my dress, darling? Oh, is my lipstick all right? Oh, put this away, will you, darling?
Yes. Pass me that airbrush. There. All packed away. Edith, whatever happens, remember that the guards speak French.
What? All of them?
It makes no difference. Some will, some won't. Some will be pretending not to. You can't say anything to anyone that you know.
Of course, darling. You know me. I am the soul of discretion. Well, unless I'm getting blitzed or laid.
I'll be amazed if you can pull off either of those two.
Always underestimating me, Dede.
Never, my dear. Never. Yes? What is it?
Madame Piaf, wir warten auf Ihnen. We are ready for you to begin.
Danke.
Ist eine Freude, dich zu treffen. Herr Kommandant requests that you ladies dine with him nach dem Auftritt.
Oh, I don't think that will be...
That's very kind of her, Commandant. But we have to be in Berlin by tomorrow evening and we must make an early start. I hope you understand. Madame Piaf needs her rest, but she will be delighted to take an aperitif with the Commandant after the performance.
Of course. Delighted, yes. Tell me, Monsieur Becher, how many men do we have in the audience this evening? I like to know who I'm singing to before I go out on stage.
There is Herr Commandant and his family. Then there are the officers. And then some have permission to bring their wives. There are 60 other ranks attending. Your songs are very popular here.
And Frenchmen? How many of them?
100 prisoners will attend, madam.
100 Frenchmen. Good. I like having important people to sing to. It makes all the difference. Show me the way.
For God's sake, Edith.
And as you will have guessed by now, it was St. Andre who saved the day. I can see her now taking charge of the old committee problem and making it disappear. Sorting through papers, statements, letters, copying some, burning others. Tapping away on that machine of hers. Oh, it was enough to drive you mad. But she pieced it all together. The story of Piaf, the resistance fighter, who single-handedly rescued Jewish musicians by the lorry load, who outsmarted the Nazis at every turn, who personally organized the escape of dozens of French prisoners of war. Didi, working away in the background, not saying much at all, but I was there when she brought in the verdict from Edith's committee hearing. It was handwritten on a postcard of all things. It said, 30th of November 1945, Edith Piaf. No sanctions. Félicitations. And I saw Didi's face. A saint triumphant. The face of victory. Oh, I wanted to spit in her eye.
Welcome, Madame Piaf. It's an honor to have you here ce soir. Thank you for agreeing to speak to us.
It's my pleasure, Monsieur Bonnet. I assume you will write down exactly what I say.
Of course, madame. It's your story we want. Word for word.
Good. Well, begin.
Madame Piaf, would you please tell our readers something about your experiences during the occupation?
Yes, of course. It was a very difficult time for all of us who were loyal to France. We had to be careful. But I've recently learned that 118 French soldiers, prisoners of the Nazis, were able to escape using the false identity papers that I provided for them.
And how did you manage to do this?
I went to Germany twice. You know that my visits, they were often criticized. But what people didn't realize was that singers and musicians like me were required by the Germans to take part in entertainments for prisoners. Although I was refused permission on 5 occasions to perform in Paris, I had no choice when I was called to sing in the prisoner of war camps.
And what was that like?
You can't imagine. The first journey was very unpleasant. We were subjected to all kinds of humiliations and difficulties, but it was on that visit that I was asked to carry out certain secret errands. I promised then that I would return to that particular camp.
So you agreed to go back despite everything? Why did you do that?
I not only agreed, I paid my own way. I went back with a huge suitcase stuffed of food plus 200 sets of false identity papers. One of the German guards, who had no idea what I was doing, helped me with my luggage. 118 escaped soldiers, and no one ever found out.
Remarkable, madame. That is truly remarkable. Thank you.
A pleasure. Be sure to print the article in a prominent place, won't you, Monsieur Bonnet?
Of course, madame.
And is the photographer ready? I have another appointment shortly.
I never left her. Not really. They'll tell you different, of course, all those hangers-on, bootlickers, reporters, photographers, so-called stars in the making. All fawning round after what they could get. But it was me she phoned when she needed this stuff. After the love of her life died in that plane crash, after the car accidents, after the arthritis curled her up and left her weeping in pain. Then she needed me. She always needed me. And I was always there.
Et voilà comment nos poupées, nos pantins, lorsqu'elles n'ont plus le sou, s'en vont tout à Pantin. C'est nous les mômes de la cloche, nos chars qui s'en vont,
You have been listening to Collaboration, written by Jill Korn, directed by James Stevenson, starring Becky Jewick, Catherine Rodden, Danny Harris, James Stevenson, Jacob Lander, Sapphire Brewer-Marchant, Beth Lilly, and Richard P. Peralta.